Welcome to my show. It's called Five Stages. And with me today is my friend. I don't know if she wants to remain anonymous or what's up.
My name's Gloria. It's totally fine.
It's Gloria.
It's no secret.
It's Gloria.
You've probably seen me in a couple R-rated films. No, just kidding.
So what R-rated films have we might have seen you in?
Well, it's funny you should ask, actually. None. What the fuck?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Just go with
it. So, anyways, I do have one question for you right off the bat. Would you date a salesman?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because
why do people seem to answer that in like such a confident, like, okay, I asked myself that question and my first response was no. Like instantly it was no. So I want to know why you're so confident that you would.
Because I myself am a saleswoman. And I could sell water to a sink. And in order to do that, you have to be savvy. You have to be smart. You have to have some interpersonal skills. And yeah, I want to be handled by a man that has those abilities to connect, you know, and feels confident and what they're doing.
Okay.
So yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Do but you? This is but this is my biggest issue. What if it's just an entire relationship of gaslighting? like
good job selling that yesterday. Oh yeah. Oh.
So what if at the end of 3 months, okay? Like so we're dating for 3 months. And I'm, like, talking to all my friends about how amazing it is. But I start, like, telling them stuff, like, and this is extreme, but this is how I'm trying to prove this point, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I, like, wake up to him using my face to unlock my phone. And it's just the cutest thing ever.
It's a red flag. What are you building?
Just wait, bitch. And I just like, I don't know. I'll like, depending on what clothes I put on, he'll be like, don't wear that. You look like a fucking whore. And I just think it's the cutest thing ever. And like all my friends would look at me like, the fuck? Like that, That's a bunch of red flags. Mm-hmm. So what if I spent 3 months thinking my relationship was fantastic because I was sold on the idea that it was fantastic? He sold me. That it was cute that he looked through my phone. As a salesman, I feel like he would never lose an argument. Right. And he would convince me of anything he wanted to convince me of. Right.
Well,
that's where
yes,
I'm at with
I see where you're coming from. But game recognizes game. So it's like if you're a saleswoman, you're dating a salesman, you're going to see right through and past that bullshit. And isn't that what people do when they date anyways? Immediately when you see somebody on the street, what's your first initial reaction? You're going to size them up. You're going to look at them and profile them. You're going to judge them regardless. Like, I hate to say that, but everybody does that. It's just this initial thing that people do in society. And it sucks, but it's real.
I personally would not trust a salesman as my significant other. Knowing now that you...
So you're going to fuck with somebody who's like IT part of like...
IT...
Like in Best Buy and shit. He's trying to sell you a new laptop and...
Bring on...
Like, you're like, I don't want to fuck with you, man. You're selling laptops. Like...
I just think if you're really good at sales, like when people brag and they're like, I could sell water to a fish. Like, I'm not going to fuck with you. And learning this about you now, I'm like... Now I'm looking back at our friendship. I'm sitting here like,
all those, do you even trust anything I've ever like, told you?
All those arguments that I lost.
Did you really lose them, though?
Did I really lose them? Did I win them?
Yeah.
What did you want me? You didn't lose those arguments. What are you talking about?
Sold.
What are you talking about? This was beautiful. This is beautiful.
No, honestly... I mean, I don't know if this is really like a facetious question or you're being serious. I don't think that being a salesman or anything like that. Like, working in sales defines anything as far as, like, dating a person. Now, if you're saying, because that's their profession, that you can see that bleeding over into the romantic part of their relationship, that's pretty far-fetched, you know? Just because you're good at your job working in sales doesn't mean that you're going to be selling a bitch a dream and selling wolf tickets, you know, in your relationship too, just because you're good at your profession. And if you were, that's okay. Sometimes bitches need to be lied to. I'm just saying.
Jordan's saying never to fuck with the IT guy. So are you saying that you would
fuck your friend.
That you would fuck with the salesman? Is that what you're saying? You'd fuck with the sales guy? Because now, the question, I don't know if it was serious or not for me, because, like, it's not like I have any prospects, by the way. It's not like there was a sales guy, like, finna date me. But I saw an attractive man that is in sales, and I was like, huh. I wonder if I would even fuck with that. I don't know, like,
yeah.
Okay. A lot of people say don't date musicians, right? But if it's a musician and that's their job, then that means that they're being judged for their job and their job traits carry over. So what's the argument there? Why can't the same with the sales guy?
It ultimately comes down to, if you're a good person, you're a good person. If you're a piece of shit, you're a bad person, you're a bad person. Whether you wear the hat of a, you know, salesman or a musician. And if they're working in sales and I'm going to Guitar Center, I'm a fucking 35% off. Hell yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm going to take that. If they're if a musician, I will need somebody to woo me, write me love songs and shit.
If you are in sales, the first question that we need to ask you is, you know, what kind of discount are we talking?
Yeah.
And then it might mean we go for it.
I mean,
or is it,
isn't that what that's what everybody does though when they're in relationships? Like, what do they get out of it? How is it beneficial to them? Do they have the same interests, right? So yeah, how is seeing somebody who's in sales beneficial to me? I mean, that might just be a little perk if they can give me discounts and something, but they're sales. It's, yeah, I mean, is that what you look
for?
Are there any
straight attractive men working at Ulta?
Yeah, for sure.
Until
they found themselves.
I will take that. Okay. So, Jordan, I actually would really love it if you could explain to me why. Because I know you're a musician. So, like, tell me why you shouldn't date a musician. And, in fact, I actually think you can join the Instagram live video if you wanted to, like, join in the chat itself. So people can see you and hear you. Or you can just comment. But I am really curious. So, like, I just, okay. So here's a couple things when it comes to dating that I'm sorry, but, like, I can't stand. I love when musicians say, don't date a musician, but yet they're dating someone or they're married. Okay. First of all. Second of all, I love how that's just always, like, the default. If I complain about a guy and then they find out he's in a band, well, that's your first problem. He's in a band. As I'm talking to someone who's in a band, in a healthy fucking relationship with someone who isn't in a band, right? I don't understand that. I also would like to say that since I moved to Sacramento, I think that one of the biggest annoying things I've heard is, oh, Sacramento's the worst place to date. I love this. Sacramento's the worst place to date. It's the worst. It has the worst dating scene. I want you to know that I only hear that from people who are currently in relationships, who have just maybe just gotten out of a relationship. I don't know if everyone just started this rumor to make me feel better. There's even been, like, an article, like, of Sacramento being one of the worst cities.
Like, Sacramento News and Review and shit.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. So, I don't know if you guys, like, literally made it somewhere where, like, now, I don't know, okay? But I'm very frustrated with the cop-outs, okay? So, here, Jordan has replied. Okay. Ah, shit. I do. I'm not wearing my glasses. Musicians either are 100% invested and put all their energy into that and nothing else, or two, they're doing it because they can't do much else and are just stuck in it. I'm going to...
I have something to say about that.
Yeah, me too, dude. So real quick, Jordan, you are a musician, so you can let us know, I guess, which category you fall under. Now, Gloria, I'll let you have the first reply to that statement.
I think that that's actually true.
Oh, my God!
Okay, but hear me out, though, because I've talked to... Yeah. I've talked to musicians before, like dated them. I've had like friends with benefits type of situations with musicians. And if an individual is passionate about what they do and they put that and make that their first priority, then that's what they're going to do. And you have to respect that. So when you talk to a musician or
Jordan,
somebody who's doing anything other than just music,
Jordan's lead singer just got married. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
I just want to throw that out there. Okay? Because he says, either way, not relationship material. I know your lead singer. I've spoken to him. He's a super kind gentleman who just got married like last week.
I have a friend who is engaged.
So,
and
I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, it's fine.
But I want you to now, you know, now with even that information, what, why? And by the way, you're a musician.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that you're shit relationship material?
Yeah, I am from time to time because I'm selfish. Because if it comes down to being in a relationship and giving another individual my undivided attention because people are needy, you know, I would have to find somebody who is just as selfish and focused on their own career and their own path. Because when it comes to music, like, that's what I'm passionate about. I'm going to put all my energy, my time, my effort into that. So whoever I'm with as a partner, they have to respect that and give me that space to do that. And that's the only time when you see healthy, successful relationships with artists, musicians, whatever, is when their partner respects that about them and that quality and appreciates, you know, that that's what makes them them. Otherwise, you know, you got a lot of bitches out there who are just like, I just want to fucking like sit on his lap and look cute. You know what I mean? Because he like sings great. And oh, my God, he could totally hit that chord like on fucking point. Most bitches don't even say that. So it's like.
But actually, that brings me up to a really good point. My ex musician. I was very supportive. I was. Also his promoter, so I got him a lot of like shows and interviews, you know what I mean? We worked together very well. But you know, I wouldn't just like stroke his ego all the time. And one thing about musicians, and yeah, I'll go ahead and put them all in a category, they have this ego that does really need to be delicately, you know, you just have to be ultra nice to it. They're so sensitive. And I would tell him flat out, I don't think you want to date a girl who's got something going for her, right? Because at this time, I wasn't just a promoter for him. I'm a promoter, period. This is when I was DJing. And this is also when I had my talk show on the radio, right? I told him that he would be better off dating a fan. I said, pick the woo-woo girl in the crowd that you find attractive, and that's who you should be dating. Because they don't want someone. They do. They just want someone who's going to hype them up and, be ultra supportive. And, you know, that whole like, oh, my God, I get to go into the green room with my boyfriend and like not really talk.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need intelligent conversations. They don't. Right. Because they're too busy for it. So actually, dating a musician is perfect if you don't have a personality.
Oh my goodness, that's so hardcore. I mean, everybody likes their ego to be fluffed a little bit here and there, you know? And ultimately, what it really comes down to in dating, it doesn't matter if you're a musician or not, it comes down to personality, boundaries, respect, all these other things, qualities, right? A career doesn't define anybody. Like, you're not your monetary value. You're not your profession as far as it comes to, like, you know, when being in a relationship. If you're with somebody who sees only your profession or your dollar amount, like what you're worth, like, that's not the type of person that you want to associate and be, you know, in a relationship with anyways.
I always thought that someone's career would have some sort of, I don't know, like, stance. Like, when I got my job, right? Mm-hmm. I kind of thought that that would give, like, men would be impressed enough to get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, if it's because I have the face for radio or my monotone voice or what it is, but no one finds my job impressive to the extent that once they hear what I do, they're like, that's a really cool job. I'm interested in getting to know you. I talked to my male friend a couple weeks back, and he told me that, he told me that men don't care about a woman's job. That is what my male friend told me. And then I asked my secondary male friend about
it. That's absurd.
And he said the same thing. So I'm asking you guys, do you guys, like, care about someone's, like, career, or is that not, like, a thing? Also, Jordan says that Leo is not a typical human. He is the exception to the rule. His drive knows no bounds, and neither is his imagination and potential. He would succeed in any career path he put his mind to. Yeah, dude, I told you that I think Leo's a super great guy. God. He's
the one that's married, right?
Yeah,
of the course. Someone's like, oh my God, he's the keeper. Swoop. Yeah, that's how it happens.
When you see them together, I fucking hate them.
Ugh.
Because when you see them together too, and like their photos, their videos in person, mm-hmm. you're just like, fuck. You guys are really fucking cute. Like, you know, like they're the couple where you hear they got married and you're like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, it's good. So, or fuck you, Leo. Do you think that your career should... Well, no, not even should. I'm going to ask this. Do you think men give a fuck about your job?
Well, okay. So, I can't speak for every woman. I can't speak on a larger scale. I can only speak from my own personal experience. I think men care to the extent in which you care. Okay. And let me explain and elaborate why that is. If you're passionate about what you do and you're happy in your job and it makes you happy, then they're going to be happy for you. You know what I mean? The only type of man that's going to care about how much money you bring in is someone who is going to use you financially and take advantage of the situation. You don't want to be with anybody like that, right? And the type of guys that aren't going to care, like just flat out don't give a shit, they don't place any value in what you care about, right? Because if you're a career woman, you're going to have some, you know, you're going to value your job. You know, you want somebody to affirmate that, like, you know, you're doing a great job or whatever. You want to come home, talk about your job. But if you have someone who's just completely, like, disassociated and they're like, I don't give a fuck about your job. Like, I don't care what you do. Like, that's not why I'm with you. Like, you don't want that either. You want support, right? So you want somebody who's invested in it's going to care. You don't want somebody who's not going to give a shit altogether. Otherwise, they got this 1940s mindset. You want to find a partner who's going to be supportive and be like, yeah, I care about your job because you care about your job. Whether you had your job or your title or come from any type of like class, that doesn't matter. But the fact that, you know, you're confident in what you're doing and it makes you happy, that makes me happy for you. That's the type of person that you want to be with. That's how they should view your job, your title, your stance. Your job doesn't define you. I mean, it defines like a portion of you, but not you altogether.
So we're coming back to that once again from the musician topic. It all see in the salesman.
Am I selling this to you yet?
I feel like that's just like
you're enough. No, I'm just kidding.
You're enough. Thank you. Thanks. I feel like that's the argument that you keep coming back to, and so maybe that just seems to be the valid point, is that your job doesn't define you. But I think that for me, it does. Because the reason why I have the job I have is for reasons for my current, my future. And because I thought that the job that I have did best fit my personality. I loved last week when I got to record Nika for, I recorded Nika for this promo, and I asked her, like, well, she had never done a promo, okay? And we recorded in here, and I was coaching her the whole time, you know, but I just felt like extremely like myself. I'm like kicked back in this, my feet are up.
This is your element.
Yeah. And like, so to me, my job does define me. Obviously, there's more to it. But like, so I guess when people aren't impressed or intrigued when they hear my job, if my job description isn't enough to
entice
you to get to know me, then I'm kind of at a loss on what to do, because I don't know how else to get someone to want to engage with me. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, that's my thing. Hey, I'm a producer for iHeartRadio.
Right. But can I say something, though, honestly?
Yeah, no, that's what that's what this is for.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, you don't want somebody that's going to want to talk to you or date you because of your profession. Yeah, sure, that's who you are. That defines you to an extent, because that's something, once again, that you're passionate about. But you don't want that to be the basis of why they're talking to you. I mean, yes, find it fascinating, but they should find it fascinating because that's something that you're passionate about, that they want to get to know you more, but not how it could be advantageous to them. Like, oh, so you work for the radio? Well, I just happen to be a musician. This is great. Let's network. You don't want that type of interaction.
No, but what I'm saying is exactly what you said. You should hear my job, and then that right there is enough, like, oh, she's interesting, I want to get to know her. And if you don't pick up on that from my job title, then I don't really know how else to be enticing. I don't really know how else to, like, reel the fish in. I'm, like, barely even getting dudes on the hook. And then if I do, like, the conversation... This is my favorite conversation that I had. Okay. Oh, thank you, Jordan. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He said, that's a pretty good attention-grabbing job. And just FYI, how many people know a radio producer? Musicians are a dime a dozen. So, Jordan, I know you're a musician, but, like, do you want to go out?
I know. She's like, fuck you. Just grease it up already.
This is something I wanted to talk about. I actually downloaded a couple dating apps. I know a lot of people like talk shit on them, but I really did want to kind of dive into it, really get the experience. So I had some feedback to give. And you guys, like, I promise, like, I'm not being like aggressive or anything. I match with someone and I wait a little bit. I don't wait like that obnoxious amount of time. You know what I mean? I don't wait like days, but I wait like a respectable enough time, you know, so you
wait.
I wait once I match with someone.
Yeah. How long do you wait? I didn't know there was like a waiting period.
Here's the thing. If I instantly match.
If they check it like in a couple of days, you're lucky. Most motherfuckers will match and like not touch that app for like days.
So, yeah. So I'm kind of learning that. But no, here's the thing. If I get the notification like, oh, you got a new match, I don't want to sit here and then just like instantly like message them.
You want to look thirsty?
They just
they're on there for a reason.
They just matched me. Second of all, I got a notification. I responded within 30 seconds. That means I was on my phone. Yeah. That means I wasn't doing anything.
Welcome to 2023. Everybody's on their phone.
It's 2022. Let's not jump ship yet. We still have this terrible year to finish.
I know.
Out.
I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore.
No. Okay. So whatever. Here's a conversation I had on Hinge. Hinge is a terrible dating app. Thank you. I can't see you in this camera.
It's okay. It's because I'm laughing because like that's where I met like my hoe at. I met my hoe off of Hinge.
Dude, fuck you. I asked you flat out. I flat out asked you where you met that dude.
Because he might still be on there. But, I need you. Like, sweep him.
But you wouldn't even tell me what app you used. And all of a sudden, now it's coming out. Okay. So anyways. Bitch. This bitch.
Could you?
No, I'm not telling you what dating app I use. I'm not fucking telling you. Hinge is a terrible dating app name. Thank you. So
door opens, another closes. Hinge. Was it a shitty relationship before? Don't worry.
No, I saw someone say Hinge, more like unhinged. I guess they talk to a lot of psychos. Well, at least your bitches are replying to you. Okay, so Hinge is extremely weird. You only get so many likes a day. You get one rose a week. A rose is someone you sent. They have this like separate category of like who we think you would like. So Hinge is taking all of your like information and they're like, these are the people we think you would like. But the only way you can like them is if you send them a rose. And you only get one of those a week. So then everyone else isn't going to be your most compatible according to their algorithm. But you would have to pay for more. You'd have to pay for roses. For more than one rose a week.
It's like The Bachelor.
It's so fucking stupid. But whatever. So obviously it's pretty slow paced because you only get like 7 likes. You know what I mean? So I matched with someone and here's just one conversation. Just to show you just kind of how stupid and tiresome this shit is. So in his profile he says that music is a great way to like cheer him up or something stupid, okay? Like something along those lines. And so my first conversation to him is like, hey, like I second that music. It's kind of annoying how much it pulls you out of, like, the darkest spot. You're like, I want to fucking die. And then all of a sudden, Jack Harlow's What's Poppin' comes on. And then you're like, we passed that bitch like Stockton. Stop. No? Okay.
No.
So, anyways, I was like, my go-to song is Jack Harlow's What's Poppin'. And he goes, I haven't heard anything from Jack Harlow. What do you recommend?
You're like, bitch, I just said that's Puppet.
But I just said.
Well, maybe he like.
I just said what's Puppet.
You're probably like his first like. And he was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And like, didn't read it properly. Maybe. Who knows? I'm giving him the. Did you continue to talk to him though?
I replied with Jack Harlow. Or I replied with what's Poppin.
And he's all like, nothing.
And then I never heard from him again. And that's how all my conversations are going. They're just like, this one guy was like, oh, I don't really get on here much. I'm sorry. And I was like, that's cool. Do you want to just like talk on Instagram? He's like, yes. Here's my handle. And I was like, cool. Here's my handle. We follow each other. I shoot him a message. Hey, what's up? This was 4 days ago and I haven't heard back.
Guys are weird.
So you don't check your Instagram either? I see you're posting stories. Yeah. If you don't want to talk to me, you just don't. But that, again, that's what I'm saying. What is it? we haven't even talked yet. Mm-hmm. So what? It's my looks.
Your looks?
It's my looks. I'm sorry, but if I'm not even having conversations with guys and they're not giving me the time of day, it's my looks. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. I haven't gotten a chance to make an ass out of myself. I haven't gotten a chance to quote anything from Archer yet. You know what I mean? I haven't used a dad joke yet.
Yeah.
Not one single dad joke have I been able to drop for you to never talk to me again. So it's my looks. That's why they're not talking to me. Hands down.
I want to know what these guys look like. Do you have your phone? Oh, fuck, you're using it right now. You can't.
My phone's on here.
I know. Anyways, that's too bad because I really wish I could see what these guys look like because, yeah, they probably don't look that great either to be trying to judge somebody else. It's usually the ones that are insecure about the way they look and their own self.
So that's why
that judge other people. You don't want to fuck with guys like that anyways. That's like a head.
No, yeah. but I'm saying like, obviously there's something wrong with
there's not
the way I look if guys won't talk to me.
No.
Like I said, it can't be my personality because they don't know it's shit yet. They don't know that. They don't have that knowledge. They know nothing about me. All they have is my photos.
Yeah, but are you putting up the very attractive ones? Are you putting up the ones where you're just like laying in bed and your cat's like sitting on your head? Because obviously that's not going to be the one you're going to want to put, right?
No, so I don't.
I'm like, what do these photos look like? I have to actually see your profile and be like, you know, actually analyze it and be like, okay, girl.
Nope,
you know,
I have.
Like, show a little bit more tits and shit. Like,
I have the most, like, attractive photos of mm-hmm. myself. They're on there. I also made sure to have a full body pic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I did all the things.
What's your bio say?
Hazard?
No, I'm just kidding. I need
to take a moment. Did you just dad joke me?
I did.
All right, I'm going to read this comment from Jordan. Never go for the guy who always sounds like he's trying to sleep and you aren't letting him. I don't get it. Am I stupid? You have to unmute.
Yeah, don't go for the guy that's always sleeping. Is this a riddle? Get back on here, you fucking riddler. Don't go for the guy who's always sleeping.
Don't go for the guy who acts like he's always trying to sleep.
Like sleeping on your worst.
Sounds like the IG guy you said. Oh. Yeah. Sorry, I guess I just don't understand the analogy.
Man, I should just hook you up with my homie Nelson.
No.
Let me set you up on a blind date.
No. No. No, 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 no.
I'm just saying, like, you don't have any luck on Hinge.
No, 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 no. First of all, I already know that Nelson likes you and you don't like him back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nelson, have you ever listened to this? That's not the case.
All unenthusiastic and not really wanting to talk. Thank you. You know what? Your analogy does make sense. I'm sorry that I'm a piece of shit. But remember, like I said, they don't know about this shitty personality quite yet. They're not letting me get that far. They just look at me and they're like, bleh.
No.
I'm sorry, it's more like bleh.
Okay, well, there's like a bunch of guys I can set you up with.
No.
He's just a really good guy. That's all.
Gloria, 100%. Any guy that you would attempt to set me up with, you've either fucked.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Or dated.
No.
Or they want you.
No.
No, you have no. You have no.
I've never tried to set somebody up with somebody
you
I slept with.
You have no attractive single. Like 100% platonic friends that you can send me up with. No, you don't.
I do.
I know if any of these attractive men are in your life, they either want you or you've wanted them at one point in time.
You think so?
100%.
I don't know because like I was married for like 8 years and so I didn't date anybody and was like pretty loyal. So
I know that's
why I had friends. I had friends.
Yeah. And then once you got out of that.
I didn't hop on anybody's dick. It's not how you get over one person. Get under somebody else. That's terrible.
That's sick.
No. Okay, well, look. You know what? Fuck it. Then we just go to a bar. Let's just go to a fucking bar or a club.
It's, again, it's my looks.
So, what the fuck you want to do about it?
Nothing. I just am complaining. I'm trying to let everyone know that I'm going to die alone, and I don't know what you guys want me to do about it.
Well, you already have the cat, so. You're halfway there. No.
Bro is a fucking saint.
Look, all I'm saying is, it's not your looks. You're beautiful.
You have to say that we're friends and we're in a studio together.
That's not true. I don't have to say that, dude. I fucking tell people if their kids look ugly when they post pictures and like, oh my God, look at my newborn baby. It's like, your fucking kid is ugly. Like, you know, and I'll say that too.
There is no way.
Like, that's a baby.
There is no way. You know? She couldn't even get out of this building if she wanted to. She would get lost. Okay. That's why she's not going to say I'm ugly.
I'd find my way to the snack bar. I'd survive. Go,
Like, there is a break room. There is a break room. There is a break room. Okay, so whatever. I've heard a lot of different things from people on these dating apps, and I will tell you that it does appear that men have it easier on the dating apps. Okay. Dude, my one friend, he's a super good looking dude. He had plenty of alphas.
Yeah.
And now he's got like a girlfriend. He was single for what? 3 weeks?
So, what the fuck was the name of that dating website that I was on?
Plenty of Fish?
No.
Christian Mingle?
I tried that. There's weirdos. There's weirdos. No Christians on there.
Oh, yeah, you are a Christian.
Tinder. Tinder.
Tinder is not a dating website.
It's more like a hookup site. But I was on Tinder. And so I tried it out, and then I was like, well, let me pay for, like, the service. I wanted to see what this website was all about, right?
I really want to see your face.
Hiya, how are you?
Can you just move your chair? Thank you. No, you don't have to move that. Just move your chair.
But then you can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you just fine. Okay.
Anyways, we'll move that. Thank you. So I paid for, like, a month of service, right? And I was curious to see, because it tells you, oh, you got another like, unless you pay for it. It just says like 99 plus or however many people like you.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So you paid for it?
Yeah. And there was like 4,000 people that like me. I was like, wow, they don't know me. I mean, that's not like a really big number, but
4,000?
Yeah, I know. I was like, I didn't even realize there was that many single men here in Sacramento.
That's the kicker. There's not. They're all cheaters.
I know. Oh, I have stories about that too. I
was joking.
No, like, there has been a few guys I've talked to, and literally, like, a couple weeks ago, like, some chick was like, how do you know my husband? I'm like, I never fucking met your husband. We swapped numbers, and that was about it. But it's like, guys are fucking terrible. But anyways, that's not the point. So I, like, sift through, like, all these guys, and honestly, you know how many I actually met up with?
Met up with, or mm-hmm.
who did out of you... like those 4,000?
Okay, first I want to know, how many did you like back?
Maybe like 300 or 400.
Holy shit! There was like 300 to 400 guys that you liked.
Yeah,
and I have 8 matches on Tinder.
And then so like I liked 300 or 400 back, and then I only met up with like one.
Okay.
And I never met up and talked to him again. Like, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. Like, there's all these options, but it doesn't really ever go anywhere. So don't be surprised that you talk to, like, one guy and he's not, like, all gung-ho and, like, you know, drooling over you. Because even out of, like, 4,000 dudes, I fucking didn't only met up with one and it went nowhere.
Well, so I've actually talked to a lot of, like, men on the sites. Well, like, so I have, like, 8 matches, I think, like, per app.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried talking to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The only guy that the conversation was going and I chose to not respond anymore was because he told me that the next time I don't want to go to work, I should just say I have diarrhea.
What the fuck?
And I was
He told you that? Like, you should say that? Like, that's hella funny.
Yeah. And so I was like, I don't really want to talk to... I don't know. It was just kind of...
It was, like, immature and funny.
Yeah.
Maybe that was his icebreaker.
Yeah. Poop.
Maybe he has some weird fetish. Like, maybe he wants you to, like, shit on his chest, like E40 or something.
And then all the things that I didn't want to learn about. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're a lot. Red flag if someone mentions diarrhea within the first 5 minutes of talking, you should bounce
to the restroom.
You should use the restroom.
I'm just saying, maybe it's lactose. I know what that's like.
I just
coffee. No crema.
I miss my ex, but not in the way of like I miss him like I want to be with him. I miss him in the sense of like when we met and it was love at first sight, and it was very easy conversation, very comfortable around each other, mm-hmm. right away.
Yeah.
And everything was just like really easy in the getting to know each other process.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like want that again. I want to meet someone and then it just like all click, but I'm not a dime.
I think you'll find somebody who's genuine.
I think once I lose 50 pounds and start dressing.
Okay, it's getting cold outside, okay? It is starting to rain here in Sacramento. And I don't know about you, but, like, guys love a big bitch, okay? I'm just saying. I don't know about you. I'm a big girl. You guys can't tell. But I'm also very beautiful. So it's like, I don't give a fuck. I use that to my advantage. I will put these thunder thighs all up on a motherfucker. I don't care. You embrace that. I mean, if you're not happy with your body and you want to lose some weight, but yeah, cool. But do it for you. Don't do it because you think Mr. Right will like appreciate you more. Because Mr. Right isn't Mr. Right if he's basing like your value on fucking the ratio of your fucking tits to hips or something, you know?
My guy friend, one of them, did politely kind of agree with me.
Yeah.
That guy's most likely aren't talking to me because I'm not hot. I'm not joking.
Wow, what a good friend.
Yeah.
A great friend. So what does he look like?
He's pretty hot, so.
I don't care. I can piss on him. Or kill that motherfucker, whip him in his shape.
I don't care, dude. I'm gonna straight up pee on him. Like, I don't even care. I'm gonna just pee on him.
Yeah, squat.
So the thing is that I want just to like let you know that I'm for real not having like a pity party or anything like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, I'm legitimately trying to state facts,
mm-hmm.
and figure out what the thing is, because here's the thing, it can't be Sacramento has a terrible dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be, because the people telling me this are fucking dating. Okay, so stop. And it can't be my personality, because these people aren't even giving my personality a shot. They don't hear my job title and get enticed with talking to me. The only other thing I can possibly think is it's my looks, and I am not attractive enough for men to be interested in. That is not a pity party. That is me doing this. I'm trying to figure out what the issue is. And I'm not.
Well, how much are you willing to change yourself to find Mr. Right? Because, I mean, if you want, I mean, other than just like, you know, losing a bunch of weight or whatever, I mean, you can start with just changing like your outfit, bitch. Like, if you want to be attractive to motherfuckers, start with that. Like, just wear some like really nice tight jeans and like fucking crop top and shit.
Okay.
Wear a bra to push some titties out. Stop.
Gloria fucking hates that I wear big t-shirts. She hates it with a passion. I will show up thinking I look cute. And I'm like,
yeah. Why aren't guys looking at me? They can't see your fucking body, bitch. You're wearing a 4XL.
Okay. I will admit I do have one shirt that I think is 3X.
You look like a Bebe kid, like fucking.
That's not fair, dude. Like, you can
crisscross Mickey one.
That's not fair, dude. You see all these
the 80s.
Billie Eilish. I'm fucking stylish.
Yeah.
Okay? Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
She wears the big tees.
But her voice is also very sultry. So, like, she has that for her. Because motherfuckers will close their eyes and be like, go ahead and wear that diaper bag. I don't give a fuck. Just talk to me.
So now you're saying I don't have a sexy voice.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying she has a lot going.
Another,
for her,
like another voice.
And she has.
Oh my god!
And she has really big titties, like big titties. Like she was developed when she was seeing Ocean Eyes. Like she's more than stylish.
I would like to point out. Fuck you.
I'm just saying, tits are tits. You got them, you don't.
I just think what's so great is, like, you're saying how Billie Eilish has this, like, sexy voice, right? And so that's why she can wear these clothes. But, like, one of the things that... One
she doesn't want to be sexualized.
One of the things I do is, like, you know, this podcast, so they have to listen to my voice. And you're, like, telling me, like... You ain't got a good enough voice. No.
I'm saying she has like a singing voice.
No. Listen, Linda, listen. You ain't got a good enough voice to be wearing those big tees. Your voice, it's not good enough to be wearing those big tees like Billie Eilish. It's not good enough.
Now I'm fucking straight Latina and shit. It's not. Fuck? Might as well call me Juanita, Linda.
It's not. Juanita, it's not even
good. Consuela.
It's not even that good. The fact that people choose to listen to your podcast.
You know what? Actually, people do that voice. People, if I was a guy, I totally fuck you if you were doing that voice.
So, people choose. The people who choose to listen to your podcast, they must have a filter on it or something to get by. Your voice isn't pretty enough to wear a big shirt. What else you got for me?
You took a positive and turned into a negative.
I know. Do not saleswoman me right now. The new term for gaslighting.
You're alternating current.
It's saleswoman. Don't you saleswoman me right now. You said the things that you said.
If you want to fucking shop in Big and Tall.
You said... Yeah, it's a little big.
I can get some fishnets. I'm just getting more fishnets. That's why I said that. But
damn, you said, dude, Billie Eilish can do all these things because of A through Z, which I don't have. So whatever. Okay, now here's the thing. I have to start wearing tight clothes.
Sorry, you don't.
Then what?
Be silent. No, I'm just kidding. Just, that's it. Shit. Just sit there.
After
what?
After you get that tight outfit on, I need you to just shut the fuck up. Maybe just open your mouth, right? Just keep it open. Like for the penis?
Yeah.
I can't suck dick. That might be a reason I'm single, too.
It's not like they know that from your profile.
Hey, I can't.
They're like, actually, look at her jaw structure.
They're flipping through my pages. They're like
a snake.
They're like, oh, she's
like, she's got a fucking retractable jaw.
Here is a reenactment of a real man looking at my profile. She's very beautiful. Her job is interesting. I love that she's stylish like Billie Eilish. Oh, but look at that mouth.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no way my pee-pee's going in. She can't fit that. I can tell.
Who's looking at your profile? Like anaconda dick and shit? Like, what the fuck?
I gag every time I brush my tongue.
Oh. You gotta work on that. You just, like, start brushing, like, the tip of your tongue first, and then you slowly start, like, brushing more and more. And you just get, like, the back of your throat comfortable with that. So when that toothbrush touches back there, it's nothing. So when the real thing... goes in there and you're like, you're prepared.
So how do I not gag on dick?
I mean, we went from like trying to find you the perfect man, you're like, my dick sucking skills are on point.
I need to lose 50 pounds, wear tight clothes, and suck dick good.
Yeah. And you think that they can tell all that from your profile picture?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
No, but remember I'm telling you that I'm ruling out all the things. Why aren't these men talking to me? It's because of my looks.
You said appearance, so I said, well, if it is in fact appearance, it's the style, maybe. Maybe it's not as appealing. Like, you know, maybe not wear flannel and trucker hats. Like, nobody wants to date fucking Wreck-It Ralph or whatever the fuck.
Okay. Okay.
Just, saying, I'm just saying.
Pause.
Shit just got real. Hold on. I need to take my fucking headphones off too because I don't want
this is my shirt.
To get attacked.
This is my shirt. It's cool. It's got a design and it's baggy. That's all.
But you also have fucking like hips and curves and like you should be showing those things.
They don't want to see my hips and curves.
They do. Men do.
I will say that my big T's might make me look bigger than like what I look like.
Maybe that's why you feel so big, because you're wearing clothes that a big person would wear. And maybe that's why you are getting bigger, because your body's like, fuck, well, she keeps wearing these 4XLs. Maybe I need to fill them.
Okay, that's not how, like, weight works.
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying. I do. And I think that if I become comfortable, I wouldn't wear the big clothes. But for now, I feel most comfortable wearing the big shirts. And as you've seen, I own a lot. I own my entire closet is all just big tees right now. So
let's go shopping. I like to go shopping. Let's just get you like an outfit that makes you feel like out of your comfort zone, but also powerful. It doesn't have to be like skimpy. You can look sexy and attractive like in a fucking like suit or something, you know? Like
Jordan's asking if we're normally this savage to each other. I would like this is censored. I would like to point out that we're fucking with each other. Gloria does think that I shouldn't wear big tees, but she's not actually being unsupportive of my outfit. But she does.
No, you shouldn't be wearing the big shirts, and I'm not supportive of the shirt.
She fucking hates my clothes.
No, because like
I don't no, but that's fine, dude. Like that's fine. But if I had like big titties like you and shit,
I don't. Like I'm wearing a bra that has no wires. I'm trying to be comfortable. And no big titties.
That's cleavage.
No, that's not cleavage.
These boobs are just like
a sports bra type thing under here.
What's the crease between your titties then, if that's not cleavage?
I don't know.
I have no cleavage.
Well, if you wore like a half-ass bra too.
I don't wear bras.
That's the point.
I don't like them. They hurt.
I get it.
They hurt my soul.
You have your souls located between your titties.
Some people's souls are located in their buttholes.
Like it fucks with my heart chakra.
Yeah, it fucks with my heart chakra.
Creates blockages.
Dude, I love that. What if that was a thing?
Probably is. So then get a fucking bra that's lined with, like, quartz and shit. I don't know.
Quartz?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I love to go shopping. I would love to, like, go shopping with you. So we can just, like, find, like, a killer, like, cute outfit. And then we can go out, like, to the bar or something. And see if that makes a difference. Like, let's do, like, an experiment. Like, go out wearing, like, your big Billie Eilish shirt or whatever. And then the next weekend, go out to the same place.
No.
And wear something different.
No, because the one day that you made me change into a remember? I took a picture. I said, what about this? And you said, don't you have, like, basically a normal size shirt? And I remember I changed. I changed. I had the black top, the black shorts. Yeah. And I did feel good in that.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, is I felt so good. I had my friend take a picture of me. And then I felt disgusted with myself. I'm just being honest.
And so you took it off?
No, I just deleted the photo and then I went on with the rest of my night, but I did not feel confident the rest of the night. I do better if I can't see myself.
Yeah, but the camera is not always forgiving. It's like when you see like that little that video that goes around where people take like a, you know, a selfie and like click 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 click, and it's like from this angle and they have like a double chin, but then like they go send the picture and like like, you know what I mean? You know? So sometimes the camera's not forgiving.
So maybe I'm projecting my own insecurities on my dating life and saying that these guys don't want to talk to me because I'm fugly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've just been really wanting to use the word fugly. And
that's what this whole fucking show is for.
I don't want to. And I don't want to ever, like, talk negatively about anyone else. So I think it's a perfect time to use the word and talk about myself. But I, like I said, I'm really not trying to, like, I'm really not, like, trying to throw, like, a pity party or anything. Right. It's just, like, these are the thoughts that are in my head.
Everybody has insecurities. Some just aren't, you know, upfront and voice them as much. I have my own insecurities. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, people I've dated have their own insecurities, and I'm just like, damn, sometimes it's crazy to see other people voice how they feel about themselves.
I mean, yeah, okay, the big T's make me look big.
Yeah.
Jordan said, this isn't cleavage. She's saleswomaning you. You are! That is cleavage!
It's not, though.
Do you want me to... I will.
It's not. Cleavage, to me, I think cleavage is like when you have like your boobs like pushed up with like, these aren't pushed up. These are like flat.
When they're this?
Yeah, that's pushed up. That's cleavage.
They're like pushed cleavage. Together.
Dude, like.
They're pushed together.
No.
Okay.
Nipples are like going this way and shit, like opposite direction. Just, one's like in the east, one's in the west. No, just.
Here's the thing. I know for a fact that that's cleavage. I can see the cleavage. Every time you look at yourself, this is what you do.
I do this.
And you're looking down. There's no cleavage.
Yeah, there's not.
I'm
just like,
don't. What was that?
I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
That?
It's a fucking sports bra.
That was
your business.
Cleavage. Just... when you pulled your shirt down, that was cleavage. And right now, with your arms crossed, that's cleavage.
Okay, well, I don't fucking have an A cup. I have, like, C cup boobs. Not that anyone gives a fuck, but, I mean, there's something there.
I said you had big titties. You're
That's
saying
not big.
You don't. I don't think you're a C cup.
I am.
I think you need to go get remeasured.
Why? You think I'm smaller?
Because I think you're bigger than a C.
No.
I don't think you're, like, a J.
What the fuck? No way, dude. Like, no.
No, you're not.
I'm not even a D cup, dude.
You're like a C plus.
A C plus. Oh. Wow. There's a lunar eclipse on Tuesday at 5 a.m. Just FYI.
For all you fucking Wiccans out there.
Yeah.
Better go get your...
I'm not into that stuff.
Better go
I'm
get
just
your,
into astrology
your
and like
frogs
stuff.
To sacrifice and things and the fuck ever else you guys do. Shit.
Jeez.
Whatever. So, the only dating advice I've gotten so far in this show is wear tighter clothes.
Mm-hmm. Not tighter, just like...
Don't date musicians.
And can I be completely honest? You know what's really attractive that men like?
She's about to get...
Yeah, I'm going to.
Wait,
I'm going to go there.
Can I... I want to pretend that I have my board, okay?
Fine.
So say... Can I be completely honest for a second? Okay, say
can
that.
I be completely honest?
Savage Moments by Gloria. Yeah.
Thank you. Honestly, men like a woman that's confident.
Savage Moments.
No, it's true.
No,
it's true.
Hey.
That's attractive. When a woman, I don't give a fuck if you're size like 18 or size like 6. It doesn't matter.
Dude.
Men like women that are attractive in their own skin and feel confident.
I'm telling you.
Nobody wants to be with a bitch who's like... Like,
Gloria,
likes that. Like,
Gloria, I'm telling you right now that you're not wrong, but I am not even given the opportunity. I haven't even had a date. I haven't had a meetup, and I haven't had a conversation longer than 30 minutes of back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know that I don't have confidence. They don't know anything about me. And... Also,
a couple douchebags don't respond. They probably got locked up or their phone broke and shit. Like, you're like thinking they were like ghosting you.
Okay, and here's
these are, like real life situations. Like, you don't know they're alive. No, I'm just kidding.
I love this. Okay, I will tell you this.
I want to do the same thing too. I'm just jack off my mic.
We'll all deny it, but it's true. Okay, Jordan. So Jordan's agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to point out that I'm agreeing with you. Again, let me just stress this. My show, Five Stages, for instance, okay? Mm-hmm. The reason why it's called five stages is because it's like the five stages of grief. Mm-hmm. My mood and my shows and my motivation, my mood, all this crap, it's never the same. I don't stick to a theme. That's the whole point. It gives like free rein, right? I, for a long time now, have had a very negative experience in the attempt of dating. So it's not even my dating life. It's my attempt into the dating world. It's a very negative experience. Mm-hmm. Also, this is like my space to... One thing I've always been known for is I'm going to say what other people want to say, but don't say it because it's not cool to say, right? Mm-hmm. This is my open and honest space. So, mm-hmm. yes, you guys are learning that I have zero confidence, okay?
Okay.
And that I am just kind of like a sad stray puppy at the moment. But what you guys don't understand is when I first moved out here, I was very confident. When I met you, mm-hmm. I came up to you.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Can we go back to that? That KT that I met? Because I swear, I went there to meet up with somebody and I was like, okay, I'm really interested in sound engineering. You know, if you could show me some things and show me how to work the board, like that would be awesome. So I met up with dude at this event and he was like, you know, working the board. I was having a great time. I was there with my homegirl and we were just like minding our own business, having a drink and shit. And she comes up to me, KT does, and she's like, wow, you look so good. And she was talking about like my eyeshadow because I had like glitter on it and shit. Looked like I was sparkling from distance. Woohoo. And, you know, and she's like, oh, I like your nails. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, usually chicks don't come over and like do all this and that. But she was just so confident. And she's like, are you talking to that guy? And she was talking about the guy that like I went there to see who was working the board. And I was like, no, just more so to like, you know, wanted to learn a few things and shit. And she's like, are you going to fuck him? Because if you don't fuck him, I'm going to fuck him. Like, she was just so confident.
I did say that.
She did. That's what she said to me. I was like, okay, like, I can get down with this bitch. You know what I mean? She's on my level. You know, I like people who, I think that's probably part of the reason why we became friends. Because I like people who know how to have a good time and are, like, open and conversational and, like, bubbly. And you were, like, all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened?
So, yeah, exactly, right? What happened?
Did you fuck him? I'm just kidding.
I did fuck him.
You did?
I did fuck him.
You did?
Yeah, not that night.
Oh, fuck.
Months later. It was.
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't good.
I didn't think so.
It wasn't bad, but it was just like, I don't want to get into too much detail about that. But here's the thing. I'm not going to get into everything that happened.
You're a bad bitch, though. You literally just pulled some guy.
So,
like, the first night we became friends. Our friendship was, like, based on...
Okay.
So, like... You, like, pulling some dude. You're no, like, I'm no, not no. that confident, but I did fuck this guy you was talking to behind your back.
No.
Just kidding.
First of all... First of all, months later, I fucked him.
That's okay.
Second of all, the first night I met him... Mm-hmm. was because I went up to him mm-hmm. and I said, you gonna fuck her?
Mm-hmm. You're friends, though. We didn't, like,
And he told me he wanted to fuck you.
What the fuck?
And I was like, you should try and fuck her, because I think she might...
You were, like, selling my pussy for me and shit yeah. without me noticing. What the fuck? Hey, she'll fuck you.
No, you didn't know me. I think
that's why we're friends.
I think she'll at least sit on your face. These are my exact words to him. But, all right, a couple things. One, yeah, I actually, when I came out here, I was fucking ecstatic mm-hmm. to be out here. And I was very, very... like on a mission to meet people and just have fun and have these experiences and just like everything was awesome. And then just like a lot of like really, 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 really bad stuff happened. Mm-hmm. A lot of really, really, really bad stuff happened out of my control. And then some like minor things happened that really made me stop wanting to try anymore. I went out one night with a bunch of like my new friends. I was really excited. I got shit bombed. I blew hundreds of dollars that night because I was buying all of us shots and shit. Like, I was so excited, like mm-hmm. to just, I have a group of friends that like we're going out. And I ended up making out with this chick, which was weird because I haven't made out with a chick, I think, since I was like 16, like on a dare. Mm-hmm. And like I'm unfortunately like stupid fucking straight. Like right. I hate how straight I am.
That's right. Strictly dickly girlfriend. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. But I do hate how straight I am because I think that like it would be cool.
Like your options would be more.
Well, it's just because like I have
you want to bump clams.
Well, I have met some like bisexual women and some like lesbians where I'm like, God, you would be so. I bet we would make a great couple if I could just get past the fact that like you're a woman. You know what I mean? So it. But whatever. So I ended up making out with this chick. And then I, like, brought some dude home and fucked him. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, like, one of my friends wasn't, like, talking to me.
And your boyfriend.
And he didn't talk to me. He didn't talk to me for, like, days. And then he finally talked to me. And he told me that he didn't want, to talk to me anymore. That the way I acted the night that we went out wasn't cool with him. And I'm not trying to be around that. And like, so I asked everyone.
After you slept with him?
No, I didn't sleep with him.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the one you slept with.
No. No, I didn't sleep with him. And I had never flirted with him or anything either. Yeah. And I invited him out with like a group of people and he knew that. So it definitely wasn't like a jealousy thing.
Right.
I asked all my friends like what exactly happened. And they just said that like, cause you know, I'm like, did I black out or anything? Did I do mm-hmm. more? No, we all got wasted. We danced. I made out with the chick and like that was it. And I mm-hmm. guess like that was enough for him to just like, I don't know, I guess like be disgusted with me, you mm-hmm. know? So like.
So he's like very conservative?
No, he's not, by the way. And that's like what pisses me off, okay. too. I see him out all the time. He acts like he doesn't know who I am. It's so embarrassing. But I felt a lot of shame.
No, he probably felt shame and projected that onto you to make you feel bad about what you did because it probably, in all honesty, really turned him on. What?
You gotta talk to him.
It probably really turned him on, and so he wanted to, in fact, make you feel shameful because he felt bad about it. He's like,
well,
fuck.
Well, so the
probably
thing...
gave him a major boner.
So the thing is that encounter made me feel a lot of shame, mm-hmm. and this was my first night out in Sacramento, right? Like mm-hmm. with a group of friends. This was my first time in Midtown. So like when we met at a venue mm-hmm. and that's all I had done was go to like that venue. Right.
I'm thinking about sucking dick.
I love that.
Just kidding.
Y'all is dick. So like the thing is like all I would do is go to that venue because I felt very comfortable at that venue. All the bikers like knew who I was. I felt very safe, very comfortable. Yeah, I was there like every week. So this was weird
because that place, yeah.
So this was my first time going out. So okay. It's my first time out in Sacramento. I'm bar hopping. I have friends and I just like I let loose. I have fun and then I'm shamed. I'm shamed out of a fucking friend. And I just like, you know, it was enough. To really put me in like a bad spot where I was feeling embarrassed and like didn't want to go out. Mm-hmm. And then my other friend was trying to secretly date me while he had a fiance. And I have all the receipts, by the way. Den of Sin. Yes. I love Den of Sin. That's what I'm saying. That's all I did. I went to Den of Sin. Yeah.
That's what some of us call it.
All I did was go to Denison every fucking week when I moved out here. And like, so my other friend was trying to date me while he had a fiance and I have all the receipts. It's literally me being like, bro, if you want an open relationship, like you need to talk to your woman. Like I ain't doing that. Like I'm telling you, okay? Like I said, I got the proof. Well, all of a sudden one day I'm blocked by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like all of my friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And it turns out he told his fiance something.
Wow.
Right? Something. And she told everyone something. And they all blocked me. I lost all of my friends. And I am not a spiteful person.
Right.
And I don't want to, like, ruin anyone's shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, I have all the receipts.
Okay.
I sent them to one friend who didn't block. By the way, he never blocked me.
Right.
And he actually never heard about it.
Yeah.
But I was venting to him one day.
He's like, oh, fuck, if I would have known about that, I would have blocked you.
No, I was like, I was, no, because he's one of those people who doesn't care what other people think and blah, blah. But like, when we were, I was venting to him one day and I sent him the screenshots and he's like, holy shit, you could ruin his life. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to. That's why I didn't put anything on blast because, like, dude, he's sitting there begging me.
So I have a question
for you.
I was... Okay, sorry about that. I'm a little closer.
Hey.
I have a question for you. So honestly, truly, do you feel like you're still bothered by all that, though?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, but you do realize that those type of people who are so quick to pick sides without hearing from you or just to totally like 86 you out of their life, you don't want to fucking be friends with those people.
Yeah, so
if anything, they did you a fucking favor by like cutting you off, like walking away. Like, fuck those people. They suck.
So this is what I hear, though.
Mm.
They didn't even care about me enough to get my side. They had already picked a side, and I was very easy to toss aside. And I thought that these were my friends. So then a couple weeks later, I have the opportunity to go to Disneyland, all expenses paid. And I can bring up to three more people with me.
Mm-hmm.
And their shit's paid for, too.
Mm-hmm.
All this, like, special VIP stuff. All, like, the craziest Disney experience you could get besides, like, working there, right? Mm-hmm. Or being, like, famous. And I didn't have anyone to fucking take. And that... just like really killed my self-esteem as well to just sit here and be like, well, how cool is your job, bitch? Because obviously it might be cool enough to where like you have this opportunity, but it's not cool enough to like you don't have any friends. Like I didn't even like want to actually I don't even think I like told anyone about the trip itself. Like, so you have pictures of me and my mom because I brought my mom. You have pictures of me and my mom at Disneyland, but I didn't say why I was there. And I didn't say that it was all expenses. And I didn't say that I got to stay in the really fancy hotel connected to Disneyland for like all paid because there was no flex in that. It was like, I was like,
flexed.
It was embarrassing that I didn't have people to bring with. So again, I'm feeling that embarrassment and that shame.
Bitch, go by yourself, okay? Be Pluto, kick it with Goofy. Like, what the fuck?
But it's easy for you to say stuff like that because you have people.
No, I don't.
You stop. You do.
I don't have people.
You have your family. You go to your sister's house. You have your job where you talk to people there.
Right.
Okay. You have your dude.
He's not my dude, but okay. We're just talking. We're casually dating. Let's not make it.
Casually dating, but there's a lot of conversations, a lot of sex when you see each other, a lot of cute dates. I've seen the photos. Okay, so shut the fuck up.
Casual dating.
When I'm saying that, it's easy for you to go experience something by yourself because at the end of the day, you have someone that you can like call and still share that experience with.
No. See, I don't talk to that individual about every aspect of my life, though.
They're your sister.
It's by invite only.
Your sister, your family, roommate.
There are things.
By the way, like I know, but at the same time, like you do talk to him. Like if you walk in the door and he's sitting there, that's someone.
Yeah,
to talk
I mean,
to.
Of course, but I mean, I do talk to him about like some things, but honestly, I'm not one of those people that need to be validated. Before I used to be like a people pleaser and shit, and I used to base my worth on other people's opinions of me, and that was the most difficult thing to like break out of.
Yeah, so. I think that
because I was never popular in school. I was picked on. I was a fucking loser growing up. You think of it like, I mean, I grew up in like poverty. Like there were so many like obstacles against me as far as like, you know what I mean? That I didn't really have anybody. Even if I had people, I didn't really have them. So I have family, but I was always a black sheep. You know what I mean? Okay. So I don't talk to them about everything.
So again, you're getting to a really good point of like, you don't need other people to validate you. Okay? Yeah. And so what I'm saying is that, like, again, I understand that I have no confidence and I am a sad stray puppy right now. OK, I get that.
Yeah.
What I am doing is I'm trying to get on the path of not needing validation from others. But what just sucks is to be on such a high when I got out here and having all this fun. And like, I just saw this like cool, like new life that I could potentially have. And then to have it all like just kind of go away so quickly over like rumors. So I'm feeling shame about that because I still to this day don't know what he said. Right. But I'm feeling a lot of like shame from that. I'm feeling shame from that guy who, you know, was totally uncool with me, like what, making out with a chick or something. I still, you know what I mean? So it's like all those things slowly beat me down to where I'm at now. So I don't sit and wallow.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing is I don't sit and wallow, but I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, everybody is. I just feel like, honestly, you should just come to terms with the fact that what happened dealing with those people that encounter, like, it was a shit experience for you. But don't let anybody ever steal, like, your thunder or your happiness. Don't give anybody that much power. Like, okay, yeah, what happened really sucks, I mean, rumors, shit friends. They don't, though. They only have it if you want them to have it. Like, seriously,
like, but I don't. I'm on that road.
Take back some of your power, girl.
I'm on that road to recovery. Like I'm you
said,
on it.
I know. But like you said, you acknowledge and you realize that there are cool things about you, right? Good fucking job. You get to have a shitload of experiences. You know what I mean? Even if you don't have people to, like, always share them with, you still have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just saying you should be happy with yourself and how much you accomplish. Because just getting to know you, not to get too much far, like, off topic, one of the things that, like, one of the reasons why I think we're pretty good friends or would consider you a good friend is because I am inspired by you. And I'm just saying that, like, honestly, it's true. I am, because, and the things that you shared with me about, like, you know, your family, and I'm not going to get too personal, but, like, you know, one of the reasons why you just jumped into your career and did what you did, like, fucking, like, Billy Badass, like, fuck it, it's all or nothing, like, I'm going to take this career, and this is what I want out of life, and I'm going to chase it and do it, like, that's inspiring. Not a lot of fucking people do that. A lot of people are intimidated by that. They don't know how to fucking be around people that are like that. And so it's better to break people down or to push them away or just not even deal with them. So don't feel like you're isolated. You don't have anybody because, you know, you do. But it's okay to be alone sometimes because that's when you find solace and peace and find yourself. And at the end of the day, you will, like, walk out of whatever situation 10 times stronger because you never really were alone. You're finding yourself and making yourself a better person. So when the right people come into your life, you're prepared and you're ready to have those people. I mean, not everybody deserves access to you. Access to the chapter of your life. So don't let somebody else steal your thunder or your happiness. Like, fuck people. People suck. You know what I mean? Like, you're good all and you're bad all by yourself. You don't need anybody. So just saying, fuck those people in that situation you had. Leave that shit in the past. Life has to be lived forward. Don't look in the fucking rear view, you know?
I guess it's more so like these experiences that I had out here just like now make me really like nervous to put myself out there because that really sucked.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have if I hadn't just left everything and everyone I knew and moved 2,000 miles completely by myself. Yeah, it's
a big change.
You know what I mean?
Big change.
That's the thing is, like, for some people, that would, and even for me, back where I used to live, if that happened, I would have not given two fucks.
Right.
But I moved to a city that I don't know, living in a state that I don't know. I have no family. I have nothing. I have an apartment that might be in the ghetto, depending on who you talk to. Like, I know.
I live in the hood.
You know what I mean? Like,
most of the sack is the hood.
But, dude, that's what I'm learning right now, too, by the way. Like,
just some hoods are better.
Dude, fuck it. It all is all out. It's all out bad. And it's like, I was just, like, completely alone, thought I had found people, and then the people that I had found were gone. And it was enough to just, like, completely annihilate any, like, confidence and happiness that I had because I didn't have much, you know? I have a picture of my apartment when I moved in, and it's just, like, the little pile in the living room of instruments and clothes, and that's it. That's all I moved in with. And, you know, so I just,
and
like,
Sacramento cockroaches didn't rob you and take that shit. You came home for the first day from work and your shit's gone. You think you were robbed. The fucking roaches have that shit under the sink.
Thankfully.
Pool party.
Thankfully, my issue is centipedes. That's not thankful, by the way. We'll need to talk about it sometime. Jordan, I'm actually from, I'm from Fargo, North Dakota. So I'm from the biggest city that North Dakota has to offer, and it's got a population of like 115,000, I think. Do you want to Google Fargo's population for me? Thanks. One thing about North Dakota and Fargo, like I've always wanted to live in California. I was actually born in Stockton. So that's where I was born. You know, it's on my fucking birth certificate. And don't worry, that is not a secret question of mine. So that's why I'm fine sharing that information. Don't share super sensitive information, you guys. That's how people, like, you know, jack your shit.
I wish a motherfucker would. I'm just
kidding. Take my debt. Population. Right.
126,748 as of 2021.
All right. So that's population of Fargo, North Dakota. Minus one off of that.
Yeah.
Because I left. 47. So that's where I'm from. And I packed up my car with my dog and my cat. And I moved out to California because this is just where I've always wanted to live. I picked Sacramento. I picked Sacramento because it's the center of California and I didn't know where else to go. I got my job at iHeartRadio after I moved here. I did not move out here for a job. I moved out here with no really set goals or anything. I almost took a job working with children with autism, but I politely told my family to fuck off when they kept pushing me to take a, like, you need to get a job. And I'm like, are you paying my bills? No. So I told them to fuck off and let me just, like, see if I could find a job that I actually, like, want. And that's how this job came. And that's, like, how I'm here now. So I moved out here not knowing anyone, not having a job or even knowing the area. So
you fit in. Sacramento. No job, no place, no calling. Bitch, you're fucking natural. You belong here.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We do need someone. Jordan saying that we need someone to, like, look up our shit.
Fact checker.
Dude, I got more chairs here if anyone wants to ever come. You just sit there and you can look at shit. That'd be great. So
I'm all stirring an empty.
Dude, that's no so coffee. Basic. So I think that that's something that I'll talk about in another episode because it's a lot. But my friend in New York, he moved from Fargo, North Dakota to New York not knowing anyone. He is going to culinary school. So he did move out there like for a purpose and had like at least a start to what he was doing. But there's just a lot of things that when you pick up and move away thousands of miles away from everything and everyone you ever knew, people don't understand how hard it is. I love reading the dramatic statuses. I just want to move and start all over. I fucking dare you. Because I'm telling you, it is one of the fucking hardest things that you will ever do, and for all the reasons that you don't realize. That's the biggest thing. I didn't know where the fucking grocery store was for like 2 months. And you know where the grocery store is.
I know, like right around the block from our place.
So I was just going the wrong fucking way. You know what I mean? Like I was just driving down the wrong road. Like the BevMo by my apartment, I didn't know what the fuck it was forever. So I never went in there until my mom and my friend Megan came to visit me in April. And they were like, holy shit. Well, I wish I had a BevMo, and I was like, what the fuck is it? And they show up with cheese and booze.
One of those coochie boards or whatever they're called.
Yeah, they just...
I don't know what they're called. What are they called? Coochie boards.
Shakookie
board. I don't fucking know, bro. Like,
but, like, it just turns out... boards. It just turns out BevMo has a lot of shit, and it's just hella funny. Because you know how many nights I was like, God, I wish I could have a... I just want a soda. And like, I could have just literally walked right there. Yeah. And I didn't know what
soda
it was.
So, fucking
so yeah, that's party. That's the thing, you guys, is that when you start all over, if you are interested in starting all over, listen, keep checking in with the podcast because that is an episode that will be discussed and it's a lot of bullshit. Also, dating. Once I get into it.
You're already in it.
I'm attempting it. We'll be able to talk about that. Didn't really get to talk about a whole lot of things that I wanted to talk about. Because I wanted to talk about some other things. But I think we covered a lot of ground today. For sure. The next time Gloria joins us, we're going to be learning a lot about cool sex stuff.
Oh, great.
I'm going to make her talk about...
my life.
I'm going to make her talk about one of her...
many hats. Many hats that I wear.
I'm going to have her talk about one of the many hats that she wears. Because it's something I'm legitimately interested in. And I think that's going to be really cool. I also have, like...
You look good at, like, in a whole fucking, like, leather suit, dude. That's what you're missing. Corset. Fucking post a picture of you in a corset.
So if anyone was wondering what one of her many hats were, there's your clue.
Yeah.
There's your clue. Leather. And then I think that... yeah. I think that that's going to take up a lot of time just talking about that. I also want to talk about, like, dildos and shit, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Memoir of fucking... soaked panties.
Well, and I really would like to get some male input. I really, if a guy wants to join this segment at all, I would totally be down for it. Even if they just, like, leave comments or whatever, or, like, want to come to the studio. The thing is every time we talk about sex and fucking and dick sucking, it's just, we just talk about, like, our experience and what we've learned from.
Right.
From, I guess, like, what the men we have experience with have taught us, right? So, like, I would like to know what men think about, like, what makes a good blowjob.
Don't you ever ask them? Don't you ever ask a guy, like, hey, do you like the way, like, I fucking, like...
But that's...
cradle your balls and, like, suck
your dick.
Gloria! You ask?
No, you're literally proving what I just said.
Oh, what?
I said that we know these things because of the men that we've been with.
True.
So I'm going to say something a guy likes. You might sit here and be like, guys don't like that. And that just means your guy doesn't like
it. Right, correct.
My guy liked it. I want and obviously we can't 100% just go with whatever this dude says.
Right.
But that's why I would like multiple.
That's what that guy, if whatever guy comes in, if one joins us, I hope they're fucking hot. Because I want to know what he likes. Don't fucking bring in a salesman.
I'm bringing in a salesman. But no, I'm just really curious on, like, what men think make good sex. Because to me, honestly, like, just for instance, I think if your pee-pee goes in a warm spot, you should just be happy. Hmm. It's probably good enough for you. I don't know what makes it amazing.
I don't know. I just like to ask men, like, man, is it okay? Just
kidding. Hey, is it cool if I stick my finger in your asshole?
Fuck yeah.
Is it cool if I stick two fingers? Is it cool if I stick... No, that's fine.
You been with guys that let you do that?
I have finger fucked one dude in the asshole. And you know what? What was that noise for? No, I want to know, like, does that mean you're hella into it or you're hella not into it?
Oh, shit.
Dude, Juanita's coming out right now. I'm getting so uncomfortable. Juanita's coming out right now.
What did you just say?
Dude, tell me about your butthole. I'm not even going to say experience. I was going to say butthole experience, but the second I said tell me about your butthole, I was like, I'm done.
Diarrhea.
Tell me about your butthole. Stop it. Full circle. Full fucking circle. No, dude, tell me about your butthole.
My bitch, you just tell me. Ask me to tell you about my butthole. My butthole, the one that I'm sitting on. You want me to talk about my ass?
You're sitting on your butthole.
Well, you know, it's between cheeks. Seriously, you want to talk about my ass?
No, I just...
Or somebody else's.
I just didn't want to finish the sentence because it's so funny. Tell me about your butthole experience.
I thought this was another segment. We're just gonna give him a little taste.
Yeah.
My butthole experience with just one individual or the many?
Dude, we're just giving a taste, so you fucking decide.
Okay.
This is a teaser. There is no pun intended.
There was one gentleman who liked being pegged while he...
Whoa! I know that was a delayed reaction, but I imagined it.
Yeah.
That was that pause. Mm-hmm. It was my imagination.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. There's actually a male G-spot inside of the...
I'm not surprised by that. I know
asshole,
that.
So.
I know that.
You know, so if you can find that motherfucker, it will rock a dude's world. It'll make them come so hard and so much, like, faster, for sure. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's just a little bit. There's a lot.
So you pegged a dude.
Of course.
We're going to get into that.
Haven't you?
We're going to get into that.
And it's you pegged somebody? Is this not a common thing?
No, so I not. Have, so I have one, I have one butthole experience, and like, we'll get into that.
Like you have, like you?
No.
Giver,
like,
receiver?
I fingered a dude's butthole one time, and
did it come out clean?
Okay, it did.
I got questions too, bitch.
It did. I know, right? I'm like, wait, don't ask me anything.
Is he on?
I fingered one dude's butthole one time, and like, I was pretty wasted. He really liked it.
I want to say butterfingers, but it's okay.
What's with you and the dad jokes, dude?
I can't help it.
It's like my favorite fucking thing in the world. Okay, so I did it one time. He really liked it. The issue was that he really liked it, and mm-hmm. so he wanted me to do it more often when he was sober. Or I mean, when, I meant when
he
I,
didn't let you no, do it when he was no. straight.
Sorry.
What?
We're all off camera. We're not here. We'll be back. Technical difficulties. This is the space.
When he was straight and sober.
I know.
Straight men don't let you do that. Bisexual ones
okay.
do.
Okay, here's the thing. I was drunk. When I was sober,
he took advantage of
me. He wanted it to happen again. I did try it again when I was sober. I really did not enjoy doing it when I was sober. He eventually just kind of stopped asking me to, like, do it, and I kind of never initiated it, but I never told him that I just didn't like it. I might be what you call a selfish lover. So I just, doing the act of something sometimes is enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you really enjoy, like, it's just, it's fucking hot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, it, like, turns you on. Like, oh, it's cool. But then there's, like...
Can I ask you a question?
Something you're not into isn't going to give you that, then I kind of don't want to do it.
So you did it one time.
Yeah.
You put your finger in his butt.
I did. Well, like I said, we'll get into detail.
That well, was I just want to know, did you use one or two? And was it loose or was it tight?
One tight.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
He had never had it done before.
Man, there's just such, I don't know. I think maybe it depends on if he's relaxed or not, you know?
I mean,
I'm like, this is your first time? Fucking elbow deep and shit.
Just, this is your first time?
This is for you, not me. No, I'm just kidding.
This is Gloria Payne. So what size are we thinking for your first time? I have plenty of options and colors,
right?
Depending on the mood. So yeah, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into leather, butt stuff, and maybe I'll try and suck some dick by then, and I can tell you if I've gotten any better using Gloria's toothbrushing trick.
It's with your gag reflex. I don't, you know.
We'll be back after I work on my gag reflex.